So let's review. We saw in the Mishnah on the previous daf where it said that Hesebu Echad Mevarach L'Kulam. You can only be Maitzi other people with the Bracha V'Maitzi if everyone was reclining together, because that creates a kvius, a fixed and formal kind of meal. Just sitting together isn't enough. Actually, the Rishonim say that nowadays, sitting together around one table is considered kvius for us, since that is the way we eat our meals. We don't usually eat reclining. Be that as it may, the Mishnah was talking about being Maitzi others with the Bracha on bread. The Gemara at the beginning of our daf takes up the question of what the halacha is in the case of people who are sitting or reclining together to drink wine. Can one be mighty the others? Is there a difference in this halacha between bread and wine? The Gemara answers by telling us that this is the subject of a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha for wine is the same as for bread. If they are reclining, one person can say the bracha for everyone. If they're just sitting, then they can't. Rav disagrees and says that when it comes to wine, it does not make a difference if they're sitting or reclining. However, this is not so straightforward, since the Gemara has two opposite versions of Rav's view. In the first version, Rav said that it doesn't matter if they're drinking, sitting, or reclining, because either way, he can be mighty others in the bracha of wine. In the second version, Rav said just the opposite. When it comes to wine, it makes no difference if they're sitting or reclining, because either way he cannot be mighty others in Bori Priyagafen. The Gemara asks on both versions of Rav from a Braisa, which forces it to add two distinctions. If some company are sitting outside the dining room and drinking before the meal, even Rav's first version concedes that they cannot be mighty each other. The reason is that since they're planning to move on to the dining room later, they don't have enough kvias, meaning they're not fixed enough for one person to be mighty the others. On the other hand, where they're in the dining room and reclining before the meal, they can be mighty each other in Bori Priyagafen even before the meal begins. Since they're really reclining in anticipation of the meal, they have a kvias for the wine as well. The Gemara then moves on to the part of the Mishnah that said, when they serve wine in the middle of the meal, everybody says their own bracha. The Gemara explains that the reason is because ein beis habli aponoi. In the middle of a meal, people's mouths are full, and as Rashi explains, since they're busy eating, they may not give the person making the bracha their full attention. The Mishnah then said that v'hu mevarach al amugmer. Rashi on the Mishnah explained that whoever said the Bori Priyagafen on the wine that was served at the end of the meal would also get the honor of saying the bracha on the incense that they would burn after that. The one honor leads to the other. The Gemara compares this halacha that the first person to wash mayim achroinim also gets the honor of leading the benching. This leads to a story about Rav, who started to tremble when Rebbe told him to wash his hands because he thought it was some form of criticism, until Rav Chi explained to him that Rebbe was really asking him to lead the benching. The Gemara then discusses the details of the bracha on mugmar on incense. First, the Gemara talks about when the bracha should be said, and it concludes that the proper time is as soon as the smoke starts to rise, even though he hasn't yet inhaled any aroma. The Gemara compares this to how we say a bracha on bread. For example, where obviously we say the bracha before we taste the food. Then the Gemara considers what bracha to say on mugmar. The Gemara first quotes a ruling that if the mugmer is made of aromatic wood, then the bracha is Boiri Atse Basam, the one who creates fragrant woods. But if it's made of musk, which comes from an animal and not a tree, then the bracha is Boiri Min Basam, who makes species of fragrance. The Gemara asks on that from a Brice, which says that you say Boiri Atse Basamim only on Afarsim and Shalbeis Rebbe Vishalbeis Geser, only on balsam wood such as is used in palaces or on Hodas myrtle branches. The Gemara understands this to mean that you say Bori Atze Besam only on those aromatic woods like Hadas and Afarasaman, which are inhaled whole, but not on the Mugmer, the incense, which is consumed in the process. In our version of the Gemara, which Rashi also had, the Gemara concludes to Yufta. The challenge from the Braisa stands, and the original ruling is overturned. According to this, the Gemara's conclusion is that we don't say Bori Atze Besam on incense. But Taisus brings a different Gersa, in which the Gemara refutes the challenge by explaining that the Braisa means something else completely. That you only say Bori Atze Besam on aromatic wood, like a Afarsim and a Hodas, whose main purpose is for its fragrance, but not on delicious smelling fruit, whose main purpose is not for its fragrance. However, as long as it's wood, you do say Bori Min Besam, even if you're burning it as incense. The Gemara then goes on to other brachas that are set on an aroma. First of all, on a Afarsim, and remember that means balsam oil, you say Bori Shemen Arv, who creates pleasant oil. Rishayim debate whether this is a special bracha reserved only for our fasimen, because it typically comes from Eretz Yisrael and is especially sweet, or whether it's a general bracha for all perfumed oil. The Gemara then goes on to discuss whether you can say the bracha of Bori Atz Basam on aromatic wood if it's been mixed into oil. The Gemara brings three opinions. Rav Adar Bar Hava holds that you can't at all, since the wood is submerged and invisible, as Rashi explained. Rav Kahana says that on Mishcha Kvisha, oil in which wood is just submerged, you can say Bori Atz Basam, but not on Mishcha Tchina, which means that the wood was ground up into the oil. And Hardoi say you can say Bori Atz Basam even on Mishcha Tchina, as long as the ground wood has not been strained out. Lahalacha, this is the view that we follow. On Amid Beis, the Gemara discusses when we say Bori Atz Basam, which is the bracha for aromatic trees, and when we say Bori Isvei Basam, which is the bracha for aromatic plants. Although the Gemara gives various examples of Atz Basam and Isvei Basam, it doesn't state what the general rule is. The Rishayim debate this. The issue is really connected to the exact translation of Atz Basam. Some Rishayim translate it as aromatic wood, and any hard and wood-like plant gets the bracha of Bori Atz Basam. Other Rishayim translate Atz Basam as aromatic trees. According to them, only a real tree, meaning something with branches, gets this bracha. Otherwise, it's a plant, and the bracha is Bori Isvei Basam. The Gemara then quotes the bracha that one says on newly blooming trees in the month of Nisan. Baruch shleichisre b'olam eklum, uvar v'ibriyas tovos, v'ilonis tovos, lehisnois behen b'nei adam. After that, the Gemara quotes a series of teachings of Rav Zudra Bar Tuva in the name of Rav, the first of which is the source for making a bracha on pleasant aromas. Kol ha'neshama tahalka. Another is the famous statement that noich la'odim sheyapal atzmo techkiv sh'neish, that it's better to throw oneself into a fiery furnace than to embarrass someone in public. The Gemara then discusses the precedence of brachas at the end of a meal, when it was common to bring out aromatic oil and hadas branches to smell. Beis Shammai say the bracha on the oil comes first, and Beis Hillel say the bracha on the hadas comes first. Rabbi Gamliel rules that the oil comes first, since it produces two benefits, a good smell, and it is anointed on the skin. The Gemara, however, then tells us that Rav Papa, in such a case, made a bracha on the hadas first. In our text of the Gemara, it says that this was an oversight. But Tosis brings another version in which Rav Papa indeed held that this is the halacha. The Gemara also brings a machloikis about which bracha comes first, the bracha on aromatic oil or the bracha on wine. Beis Shammai say the oil comes first, and Beis Hillel say the wine comes first. The Gemara towards the end of the daf describes how they would smear the leftover oil on the head of the waiter, unless it was a Talmid Chacham, for whom it was not becoming to walk around with oiled up hair. This leads the Gemara to a discussion of various types of proper behavior and dress of a Talmid Chacham that will reflect well on the Torah whose dignity he represents.